Good morning. I'm Kevin Vance. Today is Friday, the 27th of December, 2019. It is the 361st day of the year. 4 days remaining until the end of the year, 83 days until spring begins, 67 days until primaries, and 312 days until presidential elections. The sun rises this morning at 7:24. The sunset will be at 4:59 this afternoon. We have 9 hours and 35 minutes of daylight to play in today. The first low tide was at 5:29 this morning, the next high tide at 11:28 this morning, the next low tide at 6:20 tonight. We have a 2% illuminated moon. It is now a waxing crescent. We'll have the first quarter moon of the year in 6 days on Thursday, the 2nd of January, 2020. Today is National Cutout Snowflakes Day, National Fruitcake Day, Visit the Zoo Day. It's also Constitution Day in North Korea, Emergency Rescuers Day in Russia, St. Stephen's Day in the Eastern Orthodox Church. It's also a public holiday in Romania. It's the third day of the 12 days of Christmas. It's the second day of Kwanzaa. Today's principle is self-determination, and tonight is the sixth night of Hanukkah. Tonight, on this day in history, in 1927, Kern and Hammerstein's musical play Showboat, considered to be the first true American musical play, opens in the Ziegfeld Theater on Broadway. 1935, Regina Jonas is ordained as the first female rabbi in the history of Judaism. And in 1978, Spain becomes a democracy after 40 years of fascist dictatorship. If today is your birthday, happy birthday to you. You get to share this special day with Johannes Kepler, Louis Pasteur, Sidney Greenstreet, Marlene Dietrich, Cliff Arquette, Mr. Charlie Weaver, Anna Russell, William Masters, Cokie Roberts, Mick Jones, Lenny Kaye, Gerald Depardieu, and Sarah Vowell. Much more up on KLW.org. It's the KLW Almanac. I'm Kevin Vance. You are always welcome to drop me an email to kevin@kalw.org. An hour of news from the BBC World Service is coming up at 2 o'clock this afternoon. More BBC news later this hour with Top Line at 8:42. Hi, everyone. I'm Kevin Vance with a couple of local news stories. Three Northern California county jails are trying a new approach to solitary confinement. The idea is to limit the punishment of keeping a prisoner alone in a small, lightless cell with very little, if no, human contact, only to violent inmates. A new policy also encourages jailers to use low-cost incentives to reward good behavior, like giving them an opportunity to listen to the radio or watch a movie. The techniques are being used in response to inmate lawsuits. Officials say the changes have dramatically reduced the number of inmates in isolation and the length of time they stay there. Experts say it could serve as a national model for reducing the use of isolation they say is dehumanizing and can worsen mental illness. The counties in question are Contra Costa, Santa Clara, and Sacramento counties. Fourth County, Fresno County, is also considering making such changes too. There's also a new California law that makes it harder for companies to treat workers as independent contractors. It takes place next week. It's supposed to force small businesses to rethink how they define their staffing. The law puts tough restrictions on those on who can be an independent contractor or freelancer rather than an employee. Supporters say it addresses inequities created by the growth of the gig economy, including the employment practices of ride-sharing companies like Uber and Lyft that use contractors. The law will affect companies of all sizes, but small businesses that have used contractors will, because of tight budgets, will find it harder to comply. And there was a tornado warning in Santa Barbara and Orange County late Christmas night, early yesterday morning. A big rainstorm and hail was falling in Southern California when the warnings came from the National Weather Service. The announcements told people to go into their basements or internal rooms of their buildings and to stay away from windows. The alert was only for a few minutes. There have been no reports of funnel clouds touching down. For KLW News, I'm Kevin Vance.